Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, are you a supervisor?
Yes.
So I'm having a lot of trouble with one of your websites that asks you to do a survey, and then after you complete the survey, they give you a gift. And I did all of that. I put in everything, and I completed the survey, and it said that I won the gift and congratulations. And then it asked me to put in information to send it to my address, and I did all of that, and I apparently had to pay $5 for shipping. So I put in all of that stuff, and I've done it like 7 or 8 times now, and it keeps saying that it keeps coming up with the words, you know, limited to only one person, one per person, and then it never gives me my gifts. So I think there's something wrong with the billing or something. So is there a department, a billing department?
Yes, ma'am. So I will have to go ahead and submit a request, and they will have to call you. What's your name?
Margo Raff.
Okay. Can you spell it, please?
M-A-R-G-O, and then my last name is Raff, R-A-F-F, as in Frank, Frank.
Okay, and what's a good phone number to reach you?
408-734-3577.
And a good email address?
Lady M 73. That's Lady M as in Mary 73 at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com, okay.
And what's your name? I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
It is Jasmine, Jasmine.
And where are you located?
I'm in Georgia.
Oh, in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Like Atlanta or something?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so, yeah, I don't know what's going on, but I tried 3 different cards, and they were all declined, and I still don't have my gift, even though they told me I won. So I don't understand what's
okay.
happening.
Well, I will go ahead and submit this request. They ask that you at least allow 24 to 48 hours. Most time it's sooner than that, and someone will be reaching out to you, okay?
But the thing is, it says that this promotion ends today.
Right, so I will go ahead and note that, and, you know, they will be able to handle that for you.
Okay, well, if they don't call me, which I doubt that they will, every time I give my number out to be called, nobody ever calls me, or they call me at a time where I can't. I'm on the West Coast, so if they call me, you know, at 8 in the morning, it's going to be 5 a.m., so I'm not going to answer the phone. So could I get the number for that department?
I don't have a number. I have an email.
Okay.
Okay, that email is, let's see. Okay, so it'll be C as in cat, S as in Sam, at the, you know, the at sign, G-R-A-B.
G-R-A what?
B as in boy.
B, okay.
Another B as in boy, I as in igloo, T as in Tom, E as in elephant, S as in Sam, H U B.
Are you saying H or H?
H as in house, U B as in boy.
So there's no numbers.
No.
Okay. So so and then that's what one all that's together, and then what?
.com.
Okay, let me read it back to you. So it's C as in cat, S as in Sam, E as in elephant, G-R-A, B as in boy, I T-E-S, as in Sam, H-U-V.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Is that correct? Okay.
Yes.
And what's the name of the what's the name of the organization or the company?
Well, I'm with a third party call center, but it looks like the company that you're under is Bites Hub, B-I-T-E-S-H-U-B.
Yeah, that's what shows up. But I didn't know what that was. So this email you gave me is for Bites Hub.
Yes, that's for their customer support.
Okay, have you ever come across this before?
Yes, ma'am. Sometimes there is a delay in that system, so they have to go in, you know, and correct that for you.
Yeah, but the thing is, I did it, like I said, about 7 or 8 times, and each time it, you know, kept denying, declining it, and I never got anything that said, you know, that it was complete. So no, and it just says that I can only get one, but I never got anyone. I didn't even get one. You know, I understand it. I think it, the system thinks I already got the prize and I'm trying to get a second one.
Okay.
Because it keeps saying it's limited to one person a day or something like that, but that I never even got anything. So,
okay.
So, when do you think they're going to call me?
They ask that you allow at least 24 to 48 hours, but normally it, you know, it can be sooner than that.
Okay, and are they in the East Coast?
Yes, they're in California.
Oh, okay, all right, that's good, because if they're in the East Coast, I would never be able to answer. It'd be too, you know, everybody calls me early in the morning, and I'm 3 hours behind. So if they're in California, that's better.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Well, so if they don't call me at all and I email and they don't answer, then do I just call you back or somebody back?
Yes, ma'am. You can call us back here and we can see what else we can do for you, okay?
Okay, well, when I talked to several of the people who answer the phone each time I called, and every single one says there's nothing we can do, and that's it. They wouldn't talk to me after that. They just said, we can't help you, we can't help you, we can't help you. And they were very reluctant to even let me talk to a supervisor. So I don't know what's going on with your company either, or the call center, because they just made it clear that they're not going to be able to help me at all.
Okay.
They wouldn't do anything. So that's very frustrating. They, you know, I told them I'm calling the number that was at the bottom of the website. There,
mm-hmm.
The Bites Club or whatever, it's the Bites Hub website. It has your number on it to call if there's questions. And they said they can't help me.
Okay,
so,
well, I do apologize for that. So I will submit a complaint request for that as well. But I did go ahead and get that information submitted to the company.
Okay.
So if you can, you know, just allow them a little time to
research
that.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I just hope they follow up.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great night.
Thanks. You too. Bye.